Thinking of ideas for what to get mom this holiday season? Here's a quick tip. Not your votes at Tribal Council. Get mom what she really wants, a gift from Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need. They've got the countdown to Black Friday going on right now. And help support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon.
The smartest guys around are about to break it down like they've won the game a million times.
Well, actually, they didn't really win the game at all.
Survivor know-it-alls.
Yes, that's right. Survivor Know-It-Alls here. Level 1 Survivor, episode number 10 of Survivor Blood vs. Water. This is the Survivor Know-It-Alls. I'm Rob Cesternino, and here I am with my partner in Survivor Know-Alling, Stephen Fishback.
Hello, Rob. I'm Stephen Fishback. It's nice to be here today.
Yes.
Nice to be chatting with you about the Survivor. Big episode today. Another episode where I did not know who was going to be going home, even going into Tribal Council.
I felt like I had a pretty good handle on who was going to be going home. And then I thought late curveball, but then I would have said Laura based on Tyson's comments at the end, because I kind of feel like Tyson being in the position he is in right now, I kind of feel like he's in the Boston Rob seat right now. He's in the Kim Spradlin seat. Whatever he wants is happening at this point in the game.
I agree. I mean, it looked like Laura, but it definitely wasn't one of those cut and dry things where I thought, you know, there's no way Katie's going home, total decoy boot. And I certainly did not see Sierra casting a vote for her own mother.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it all.
Anyway, I'm jumping the gun here, Rob. Sorry about that.
We're going to break it all down for you guys here live on a Wednesday night, Survivor Know-It-Alls. So much to get to here tonight. Of course, we are live here on our Google Hangout. Use the hashtag RHAP to get your tweets into the show. And then, of course, if you want to post your comments on YouTube, you can do so on our YouTube video. If you're watching us live, just click the video, go to our YouTube channel. If you're going to want to go after the fact, go to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. And of course, you're going to want to make sure you subscribe to this very podcast, because we have a great show coming up tomorrow. Two great shows. We will have an exit interview with King Otis, now dethroned.
Very excited to hear what he has to say. Very interested in hearing his thoughts on everything that happened to him. He was in such a great position. Where did it go wrong?
Stephen, what is the one question you would want to know from Otis?
I have so many questions. I need time to think about this. Does he think that he was, you know, disconnected from his tribe, or does he think that like that was just editing? And what really went wrong from his perspective?
Okay.
That's kind of the obvious question.
We'll talk about that. Editing versus reality. Because I have a feeling he's gonna have a lot to say, because he and I have not talked about this yet. We'll have a chance to flesh it all out.
And you guys are such great friends, and you have not even discussed this yet. So,
yes. Interested to hear what he has to say. And then, of course, then later on, we have a great show. We are going to be speaking with Richard Hatch, is going to join us on the big podcast on Thursday afternoon. And we're going to talk to him about what he thinks about this season. He's very into it. Spoiler alert. He likes the blood versus water twist. And hear what he has to say about Jervis.
It would be great to see Richard on with his husband, Emiliano. That would be great. I would love that.
But is Emiliano a citizen? That's the question.
Oh. Didn't you get citizenship? Like, doesn't he get it when he marries Richard?
I don't know what the laws are at this point. So, and then, of course, we're going to have a special guest with us, as we do every week, for the voicemails. Lisa Ferreira, you know her better as Mom of Kai on Twitter and the creator of the Lego Hold Up Bro. She's going to join us to go listen to your voicemails tomorrow as well. So very big.
I really like her. She's great. She'll have some fun responses.
She's very funny. So get your voicemails in for the show tomorrow. 323-282-RHAP or go to robhasawebsite.com/voicemail. All right, Stephen, here we go. Let's get into this. Laura tells her mom, "Mom, I'm going to vote. I want to vote you out."
Or Sierra tells her mom.
I'm sorry. Sierra tells her mom, "Laura, I'm going to have to vote you out now, Mom." And Laura takes this pretty well, Stephen.
I just think that Laura, I feel like Laura was having some kind of a psychic break because she is so desperate to put this spin on it where, like, every time Sierra comes to her and says, I got to get rid of you, Laura's like, and Sierra's such a grown woman now and such a great woman, and I'm so proud of her for coming into her own. And the fact that she could come to me and tell me, I'm voting you out, wow, what a sign of maturity.
Baby birds will fly. Yep.
Sorry?
Baby birds will fly.
Yeah, so and you know, that's not what this is. It's actually both betrayal and bad gameplay. And I think if Laura were like not so desperate to put this narrative on it, she might be able to see that, because Laura is a very aggressive player and she's being forced into this very passive role by her daughter, and the results speak for themselves.
Yeah, I feel like I do agree with you, and I feel like I feel strongly in a couple different directions here. In one, I do feel like Sierra is a better player than Laura. I feel like that's not even in doubt. But
I am doubting that. I am doubting that. We'll talk about it when you're done.
Okay, because I feel like if Laura was a better player than Sierra, would she just roll over and die? I mean, if she was a better player than Sierra, why not go to Tyson and say, "Hey, we got to get rid of Sierra"?
I mean, I think in this case, you know, Laura is more a mom than she is a player. But you can't say that by obeying Sierra's strategy, Laura is therefore a worse player than Sierra, right? Like, it's Sierra's idea for Laura to lie low. Sierra says to Laura, "Don't talk to anybody about anything."
Mm-hmm.
And Laura, as like, because she is so desperate to, you know, keep this, to heal this rift with her daughter, or to make, you know, to bond with her daughter, agrees to that. And that ends up screwing them both over, because I agree, like, what they should have been, like, Laura comes out of the gate in this episode and says, "We are two votes. We are the power in this game. You know, we are a force to be reckoned with." And Laura wants to use their connection to do some damage. And Sierra's like, "No, let's not do anything." So when they have two strategies, and, you know, obviously Laura mistakenly follows Sierra's strategy, you can't thereby say, like, Laura is the worst player because she follows Sierra's horrible strategy.
Well, I can say that, because I feel like if she had a better idea, she was not convincing in that she should do that. So let's play this out, because I want to know if you're thinking the same thing I am. What do you think that Laura and Sierra's move should have been?
I mean, I think we are sort of on the same page, where the move would be to the two of them go to anyone, Monica, Tyson, Hayden, Caleb, and be like, "We can turn this game on its head right now. Everyone acknowledges Tyson is in charge. Let's get rid of him."
Well, you wouldn't want to go to Tyson with that plan.
Well, no, you're right, man. Not Tyson. But anybody else.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, I think you're right. I think that the move is, and it's tough to do with eight, but you feel like, okay, you have the two of them. You have Katie, who's desperate. So you have three. So basically, you need a pair, ideally. Because you can't have a 4-4 tie. That's not going to be good for anybody. Nobody's going to agree to that. And I think that the logical pair is Hayden and Caleb. And I think that if you have Laura, Sierra, and plus Katie, and then get Hayden and Caleb, and you have the five people, and Tyson, who didn't win immunity here, is vulnerable. Is this not the same spot in Survivor Token Chains where Tyson ends up getting voted out? Final eight does not have immunity?
Yep, that's exactly right. Now, typically, I'm very opposed to that sort of like mixing and matching idea of Survivor, where you're like, well, you take these two and put them with those two, and like then bring in this guy, and that one could make a great alliance. Because realistically, we all know that's not actually how it works on the beach. You know, egos and personalities are in conflict. The thing that makes this instance different is that they don't even try. Sierra specifically tells Laura, do not even try to do anything here. And, you know, that's suicide. It's suicide for certainly for Laura and probably for Sierra as well. And, you know, we also know that Sierra has a bond with Caleb and Hayden. She has a bond with Katie. You know, they were allies for 2 weeks out there in the beginning. So there is definitely room to maneuver here. And Sierra's strategy of I just want to coast to the end and be a jury goat is, you know, much worse than Laura's I want to maybe try to make a big move. Maybe it won't pan out, but maybe I can win.
All right, Steve, we're getting some pushback in the chat room. A lot of people are saying right now, well, how do we know that this didn't happen? Didn't we see tonight that Hayden and Caleb said they want to work with Tyson and Jervis? How do we know that they thought of this and didn't try it? They say that Monica didn't want to work with them. Hayden and Caleb don't want to work with them. Are we trying to get blood from a stone here?
Well, I think the question, but the issue is not like, could it have worked out? Did they really want to work with them? The issue is that they did not try because Sierra specifically says, like, we have to trust. I mean, we only have the narrative we were shown, right? Like, Sierra says to Laura, do not do anything. And then they don't do anything. We don't see them do anything. So, like, to me, that communicates, like, they had the specific plan to not do anything. They didn't do anything to try to make that alliance work. And as a result, Laura's voted out. So, yeah. I mean, yes, you can always speculate. I mean, did they maybe do something, even though everything we've seen suggests otherwise? Like, fan fiction.
Right. So what do you think, in Sierra's mind, who does Sierra think she's in the final three with? What is her plan that she does not want to screw up?
Well, so this is where it gets, I mean, this is where I think the real weakness of Sierra's plan is, right? Is that, you know, maybe she thinks she's with Caleb and Hayden. Maybe she thinks she's with Tyson and Jervis. The problem is, as Laura Moret says, can you win? They are going to take you to the end because they know they can beat you. And I think that's really, like, you know, Laura, and I sort of wrote about this in my blog for tomorrow, so I don't want to give too much away. Laura, you know, is a returning player. And as you know, she has had the experience of being voted out of the game and coming home and kind of analyzing her gameplay. And I think, you know, maybe, you know, you can speak to this as well. You know, I think one thing that a lot, maybe you can't speak to this because you played very strongly, certainly. I think one thing a lot of people have when they come back, and I've seen it with a lot of people who have gone out again, is that they realize they did not make big enough moves their first time out, and they were always kind of coasting. And, you know, I think Laura now has that perspective going back in the game, having had that time away, where she can say, you have to make the big move to try to win. You know, you don't want to coast to the end and be the GOAT. You've got to try for it. And the fact is, like, Sierra's not even trying for it. And maybe it wouldn't have worked out, but maybe it would.
Now, again, we're still, people in the chat room are saying specifically, Avery Gordon is saying, Sierra said on Twitter tonight, Hayden, Caleb, and Monica were unwilling to work with Laura. So I just want to make sure that we are bringing everything into the equation here and not just, you know, talking about what we want to talk about. So if that is true, Hayden, Caleb, and Monica don't want to work with Laura, is it still the right move to vote out her mom?
Well, first of all, I mean, I think that this is what's so invidious about contestants going on Twitter during the freaking season and like excusing their behaviors. You know, people come up with like pretty good justifications for, you know, for their actions, certainly in Survivor or anything in life. And that's especially true when you are being publicly humiliated for turning on your mother. So like Sierra's, you know, after the fact arguments about, oh, well, this would never have worked out. Why not try? Like, why not like have Laura approach these people? You know, why not even go for it in some capacity? You know, again, maybe it wouldn't have worked out, but definitely better than one jury go and one evictee. But nevertheless, let's say that's a given. Let's say that's part of the narrative who is it? Hayden, Caleb, and Monica would never have worked with them. I mean, I don't know. Then is it the right move?
Yeah.
What would you say, Rob?
I don't know. It seems like if I was out there, I kind of feel like if you had Laura and Sierra there in that group, I almost would bend over backwards. I would give anything to be in the final three with Laura and Sierra. Well, wouldn't you? That be your dream final three to be there with the two Moretts?
But isn't there this perception that Laura is a huge jury threat?
It seems like nobody likes her.
But that's what everyone is saying. Like, they want her out so bad because she's like a big danger, because she's been to Redemption Island. She's fought her way back. She lost once.
She already got voted out. Do you want to vote for somebody?
I'm just saying the narrative at camp, right, is like Laura Moret is a big danger.
Yeah, I would love to be up against a pair of the loved ones there. So I kind of feel like
let's say you're Sierra in this position, mm-hmm. and you know nobody else is going to, you know that you can't get three of the votes. You need three. Three are gone. That still means there's three up for grabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I think this is also a very interesting part of the equation. So I thought it was actually really, really strong gamesmanship at Alora. At a Sierra, when she has the conversation with Katie about the hidden immunity idol. Steven, you had to have appreciated that.
No, that was definitely great. There's no question. And I think that was a really great way of handling it, is to be like, oh, I have it. Like, we've never seen that before. Mm-hmm. Of course, based on the philosophy of these chat room naysayers, perhaps that happens every season and we just don't see it in any of the other seasons. Because what we see on television is just, one of many possible things that are happening. Maybe everyone said that to Katie.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Steven, mixing it up with the chat room.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I this fan fiction stuff, enough.
Steven hates fan fiction. Yeah. But here, I want to make a point, though, because as brilliant as I thought that move was, I thought she made a major miscalculation, Sierra, when she told Tyson about what she did, because I felt like that was the point in the episode where Tyson is like, oh boy, these two are the biggest threat left here to my game, and now Laura must go, because this Sierra is smarter than I gave her credit for. That was a very savvy thing that she did, and now her mom has to go.
I was actually surprised by Tyson's reaction to that. I was surprised that Tyson took as aggressive a stance as he did, because that seemed like it was like a nice little finesse, but it wasn't some like mastermind strategic move. And it's funny that, on Survivor, any like even indication that you're like capable of playing the game or being duplicitous is suddenly shocking. I remember on my season when, we were all saying what we liked most about the game. And Sydney was like, I like the lying to people. And we were like, what? You're lying to people? Like, what is this? And I think that's kind of the same moment Tyson is having here, where he's like, wow, Sierra's actually awake. And I thought that was like less of Sierra's the big threat than, oh, this person exists. And I think that was more of a testament to just how low key she's playing it, which is great, right? She's a great under the radar player. The end.
Yeah, I think he really woke up to that. I think he was up until that point, he was sort of like, what does it matter? I could vote out Katie. I could vote out Laura. I don't want to be I'll let them have another day, another 3 days together. I won't make her vote out her mom. But once he saw that, I felt like he's like, I have to. This is game on. I have to get rid of her. Have to get rid of the mom.
Right, right. No, I mean, I definitely see. What?
Yo mama.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what was funny was at tribal council when Laura Moret is talking and Sierra's like sitting there and Laura is like, you don't want me on the jury because I'll vote for my daughter. I'm getting the whole jury to vote for my daughter. And you could just see Sierra's face like sinking, like, great. Now you've ruined my opportunity to be in the jury.
Yeah. What Laura and Sierra should have done is like really played it up like, okay, once Sierra and Laura agreed, okay, mom, I'm going to vote you out. You're like, okay, fine. That's it. And then, basically like Laura should go into full like Sue Hawk mode and say, how dare you? I brought you into this world and you would dare vote me out. You are dead to me. And make it like they have this whole big fight. And then, but really, on the inside, I mean, that would have been some smart gamesmanship, Steven.
Well, this was one of my biggest objections to what Sierra did. And that was, I don't think she did tell her mom, right? Like, in Laura's final words, she was like, I am incredibly shocked that my daughter did that. I don't think this was an agreed upon plan. I don't think her mom knew. Maybe her mom suspected she was going home. I definitely don't think her mom knew that she was, that her daughter was writing her name down.
She blindsided her mom. Like,
sorry?
She blindsided mom? Oh my God, that's cold blooded.
She blindsided mom, yes. I think she blindsided her mom. And like, I cannot imagine a scenario short of actually being handed the $1 million where I would ever do that to my mother.
Yeah. For you to vote your mom out, don't you have to win the game at the point where you vote your mom out of the game?
Like literally at that point, like they have to be like, wow, you did it. You're winning. Like, great job. Like not with like even a shred of like maybe, you know, and I think it would have to be an agreed on thing. You'd have to be like, I think I can win. Like, let me vote you out. That will enable me to win. And mom would be like, yes, you can win the game. But Sierra was like, I think I can maybe coast to the end as a goat. And her mom was like, no, that's a horrible idea. And she's like, meh, I'm going to vote you out anyway.
Yeah. Give me the percent chance Sierra wins the game.
I mean, I actually don't think, I think it's greater than zero, right? She's a
non-zero chance.
She's got Laura Moret there on the jury vote. You know, I think it's highly likely that she could make it to the end. Now she's not in a pair. I don't know. 15%. What
15%,
do you think?
Stephen, of the seven people left in the game, you give her a 15% chance.
Well, that's like about what her odds would be as just like 1 in 7. Right?
Right. But do you think she has a 1 in 7 chance?
I think that she has a 1 in 7 chance. Like,
you feel like Tyson though has that Tyson has like a 3 in 7 chance? I mean, yeah, I don't think this pie is broken up evenly. Here, let me give
you. Tyson has a 3 in 7 chance.
Okay, give me. Hold on. Let me give you people. You tell me they have a better or worse chance to win the game than Sierra. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tyson. Yes. Better chance.
Better.
Jervis.
Better.
Hayden.
I mean, not based on edit, based on just position in the game right now. Hayden, I would say, I don't know. I can't say with Hayden and Kayla because we have seen nothing about them. We have seen nothing except like the one comment where Hayden says, I really like Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Caleb.
Same.
Monica.
Worse.
Katie.
Worse.
Vetus.
Better.
Yeah. Tina.
Better.
And is there somebody else left? Laura Moret.
Worse.
Yeah, so 15% I think is too generous.
You think less? But who's sucking up all this percentage?
I think
those percents I gotta go somewhere.
Tyson and Jervis and Hayden and Vetus.
You think Hayden is better than Caleb?
I don't want to get caught up in nitpick. I just think.
15... Oh yeah. Now that the screws are being put to you, yeah. You're backing off.
Well, let me ask the questions here, Fishback. I just don't know if she has a 15%. Like, we need to see more of her. Like, we have to see what her plan is. Does she think she's going to be in the final three with Tyson and Jervis, or does she think she's going to be in the final three with Hayden and Caleb, or does she think that there's some other concoction that she's going to be in a final three with?
I mean, it's weird because, you know, in most seasons, being in a pair is an incredibly powerful thing. Weirdly, every couple, everyone is in a pair now except Sierra. And also weirdly, all those pairs, or I guess Katie is no longer in a pair.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird that those pairs are not blood or, you know, they're not blood related.
I mean, in Sierra's mind, does she feel like, okay, then we're going to vote out Katie and then we're going to vote out Monica. And then it's going to be, I'm going to be in the final five and I'm going to have the two pairs of guys coming after me, that she will say that either Jervis and Tyson will take me to the end or Hayden and Caleb will take me to the end. Is that the plan in her mind?
I would bet that's the plan. And that's actually not a horrible plan, right? Like, that is not a horrible plan to be sitting next to Tyson and Jervis at the end or Hayden and Caleb at the end. Because, you know, those guys, they're both match pairs. I mean, I don't think Pete Jervis gets the credit that Tyson does. But, you know, everyone says Tyson's in charge. No one is saying Jervis is in charge. But those groups could both split votes. So, you know, who knows?
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some other things from this episode. This is something that annoyed me, Stephen. All right. Yeah. So we have this immunity reward challenge. Okay. And so everybody has to hold on to the ropes. And then, okay, so Monica wins her second individual immunity of the season. And part of this immunity challenge is that it comes with reward. And Monica gets to have a hot dog lunch. And she gets to invite a friend. And Monica's and Jeff says, all right, Monica, all right, here we go. Decision time. Here we go. Who do you want to invite with you? And now I said, okay, here comes, well, Jeff, can I invite two people? And then Jeff says, okay, two people. Instead, she says, Jeff, can I let everybody else eat hot dogs and I won't eat hot dogs? And Jeff says, okay, that works for me. That works for me too. Steven, what is the point of, okay, you get to pick somebody else. Do you just get to make up any random rules that you want? Jeff, could all of the men eat hot dogs and all the women not eat hot dogs? Oh, sure, whatever.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about this whole reward thing is it's supposed to expose the dynamics of the tribe, right? It's supposed to isolate one group from another group. It's supposed to make Monica choose her allies. There's actually supposed to be some sort of strategic fallout for Monica. Now, I think Monica handled it incredibly well, and I hope they never allow anyone to do that again now that Monica has done it.
Right. I mean, it's like, what's the point of the idea is to create tension and friction in the group, and one person says, oh, I can't believe Monica didn't pick me. Yeah. So whatever, you know.
I mean, in Survivor One World, that happened every week. Someone would choose an award, they would leave someone out, and then the person who picked the award would go home.
Happens like, every season. Yes. And it's good. It's good. It's
That's
good.
Great. Yes. It's great off. Television. It drives the drama. It mixes things up. It screws over the existing power structures. You know, if she took Tyson and Jervis, like, how great would that have been? Like, the other four would have gotten together, and like, maybe there would actually be a little bit of a power struggle.
Yeah. And so I would also say this. Now, Monica, yeah, you dodged a bullet here. You dodged a bullet of somebody being mad at you for not going. But I will say this. If you think for one second that giving those guys hot dogs buys you anything in this game, you are sorely mistaken. You get nothing. It buys you nothing. And
I actually sort of disagree with you here, Rob. I think that those gestures do not go unnoticed. I think, like, sitting here,
unnoticed.
We think, like, oh, you know, I just think it's like it matters so much to people whether or not they get to eat that, like, it does buy that gratitude. But
for
you,
1 hour.
A lot of it depends. Sorry?
For 1 hour.
I think, like, for 3 days. But I think the bigger thing that she does is she avoids having to choose someone.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, that's priceless.
She dodges that bullet. But I would say now I'm saying, okay, well, now I got it. Now we got to vote out Monica because now everybody likes her. And now she's going to win in the end. So now we have to vote her out.
Now, what do you think? What do you think Monica's game plan is here? Who does Monica think? We know Monica's is with Tyson, right? We've seen them talking together. We saw them talking together this episode. Is she also with Jervis, or is she just sort of like the Matt Van Ertfelde to her Tyson?
Yeah, I'm not sure what Tyson ultimately wants to do, what his plan is, whether he would prefer to have, you know, whether he wants to have some combination of Jervis, Sierra, or, you know, it seems like he's never said anything disparaging about Jervis. And you would have to think that he's with Sierra or Monica seems like the logical third person for them there. And you would have to think that he really doesn't want anything to do with Katie or who else is in the game? Anybody else?
Laura at this point.
Laura Moret. But you'd have to think that that's where Tyson wants to go.
Right. No, you know, but what does Monica want to do?
I think Monica is, she would have to feel like she is with Tyson and Jervis because she was on the other tribe. So she doesn't know Hayden. She doesn't know Caleb and she doesn't know Sierra at all. So she feels like, okay, I'm with Tyson and whoever else Tyson wants to take with us.
Right.
She's basically the fill-up to Tyson's Boston Rob. And before people get crazy, like I'm not saying that Monica is like gets everybody on everybody's nerves like Philip, or I'm not trying to call her, she's like the things that people don't like about the specialist. But I think there's a lot of similarities between the person who seems like Tyson wants to drag Monica along with him.
I think that's right. I think that's right. And, you know, it's more like the Dawn, right? Where, you know, she seems like on the surface, like she's a mom. Maybe people will like her. She does well at challenges, but actually She's a little bit frantic and kind of bothers people.
Okay. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else, major storylines from the episode. Did you have any other things? I know we're going to have a ton of questions about all sorts of different things. Any other big stories?
What else? What else happened? You know, Tyson, a lot of Tyson this episode, making moves. You know, we got Katie with the idol. We got Monica giving up the snossages. What else happened? I don't know. I can't even remember, man. I saw this episode a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like 2 hours.
Steven, did you get to watch Dr. Phil this week?
I didn't watch it. I did not watch it.
Oh, my God.
It was a very moving show.
Oh, my God. It was very intense. I watched it on last night. I recorded it on Monday. I couldn't believe things had gotten so bad for Todd. I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, I know. I mean, from what I didn't watch the show, but certainly from what I've seen and what I've heard, it looks
oh my God,
extremely dire. And like, thank God that he's getting help, right? Hopefully it's a positive thing, right? Hopefully this is a turning point.
Oh my God, if you haven't seen that, it's like I was not prepared for that.
Can I watch it? Where is it? Is it online somewhere?
Somebody send Steven the link on YouTube. Oh my God,
yeah, that'd be great.
All right, let's get it.
Should we talk about the? The Survivor. Oh, I actually have a mea culpa. I've been asked to apologize publicly because I said last week during the preview, I said the previews are never indicative of the episode. You know, there's no way Sierra's turning on Laura. That would never happen. And I was wrong. And I apologize to the world. That I guess once every 3 or 4 seasons, the preview is somewhat indicative of.
No, I almost think that the show has sort of turned a corner where it's like, you know what? No more subterfuge. We're going to tell you in the commercials exactly what's going to happen. We're not going to try to be coy about it. If we got something, we're telling you.
Don't press your luck with me here, Rob. I cannot. So you think Tyson's going home next week?
Well,
I got immunity idol to show you under a bush.
I would say the previews. Okay, well, let's. Okay, I retract my statement, but I think that we are entering an era of basically the show is no more cloak and dagger.
Yeah, I would like to bet again. I would bet in favor of the cloak and the dagger. Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Scott St. Pierre has been following your tweets and questions on YouTube all night long. So let's bring him in and let's start fielding some of the things that you guys have to say. Hashtag RHAP. Or post your comments on YouTube. And again, Richard Hatch on Thursday, as well as our exit interview with Otis on a very big Thursday. Winner Thursday here coming up on Rob as a Podcast. All right, here we go. First question. Steven, kick us off with Nick 2S.
All right, Nick 2S wants to know, what would you think if someone other than Sierra had written mom on their vote when voting for Laura? That's a really funny idea. What do you think about that, Rob?
Mom would be a very funny vote. That would be great. It would be very, very, very funny. And if anybody did that, I would love it.
Yeah. Nick 2S also wants to know, does the willingness of Sierra of voting out Laura as a strategic move put a new target on Sierra for being a strong contender in the final three? This is pretty interesting. What are your thoughts here?
Well, I guess Sierra would get up there in the final three and say, hey, I voted out my mom, okay?
Right.
Give me the money. I voted out my mom. That's how
so
badly
that makes her
I want
threat,
this.
Right? Like both the everything her mom has said at tribal council, you know, you don't want me on the jury over there rooting for my daughter. And then the fact that she did this, you know, I think that, you know, I think Sierra voting with the majority is her way of trying to say, I'm with you guys. I'm not with my mom. I'm more your ally than I am my mother's daughter. But it may be a mistake because it does show that she's too willing to cut throats, and it also shows that she has a story to tell to the jury. And maybe, like, you know, Tyson gives her the opportunity. You don't have to vote for your mom. I think she should have taken that. I think it would have been better morally and better strategically.
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely interesting. It's such a weird claim to fame that the only person that ever voted out their mom on Survivor. I swear to God, Stephen.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot. This
if my
lot.
Kid ever votes me out, that's it. It's right. Done. It's over.
Can you imagine? Like, what must Laura, I mean, how heartbreaking for poor Laura Moret. And my heart goes out to poor Laura Moret here. Like,
poor Laura.
She is. Everything she is saying is like, my daughter, my daughter, my daughter, my daughter. And her daughter's like, peace.
Sorry, mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Eric Landry wants to know, do you take anything away from Aras blaming Jervis for blindsiding him and his brother instead of the big bad wolf?
Okay. Do you like that nickname for Tyson?
Yeah, he's kind of wolfish. He's got kind of a, you know, a long wolfish face.
Yeah. Well, I will ask Otis tomorrow about why he felt like Jervis, or as Sophie says, Gervais, why she Otis felt more that he was to blame than Tyson, why he seemed to throw him under the bus.
Oh yeah, that is a good question. That's the question I want you to ask him. The one you just said you're going to ask him anyway.
Oh, not about why does Sophie say it Gervais?
No. Why? Yeah. Well, what? Because it's interesting, right? Like he said he felt more blindsided by Jervis and why? I mean, from our perspective, it's really Tyson who did it. So it would certainly be interesting. And also, is Jervis not getting, you know, his due as a as an operator out there?
Yeah. All right. We will ask him that. We'll tune in tomorrow for the answer to that question. The Golden Ratio 1618 wants to know, what are Tyson's chances at winning? Didn't we already talk about that? It's unlikely, but he was definitely been giving a winner.
3-7.
Yes, 3-7. Duh. I was teasing about the question that, do you feel like is Tyson getting the? Do you feel a winner edit for Tyson?
Well, there's no question that he's getting a winner's vibe. And Spool of Lies on Twitter actually had a great comment where she said that, you know, typically Survivor is told from the distant third person, where everyone is sort of acting and everyone is a character in this drama. And this is sort of told from the close up third person, where Tyson is basically the narrative of what's going on, or the narrator of what's happening on the show. I think that, you know, Tyson's getting so much credit, you know, credit from the way the show is even like structured, where he is sort of reporting the goings on of everything. It's very Boston Rob-ish.
Yes. Or Kim.
I don't think though. I mean, I don't think this is how Kim was portrayed. I mean, I think that Kim was probably even more in control than Tyson is, but I think the edit is making him more of a driver than they made her.
Okay. He's driving the bus. All right.
Yeah.
And Otis is under it. Do you think that post-merge Redemption Islanders should be attending Tribal Council? They're either returning or jury. So, Stephen, we talked about this on the Thursday podcast with Gordon Holmes. This came up in the voicemails. Do you think the people on Redemption Island should get to go to Tribal Council? I said that they should get to go, but they should have to like be in sort of like a stockade and sort of have to stand there and maybe get a dunce cap on them while during Tribal Council.
I like that idea. I mean, they're in this sort of like weird limbo. I mean, I definitely think, was Aris not there?
He was there, but he was eliminated from the game. But should Vetus and Tina be there for Tribal Council?
But shouldn't Aris have been at Tribal Council?
He was.
Oh, he was. He was?
Yeah. He's on the jury now. Yeah, he's a Tribal Council.
I know. I guess for some reason I didn't like see him walk in and like smile at everybody.
Yeah, he
Maybe
was
I
there.
I just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I think so. What do you think? Should they? What was Gordon? You and Gordon's take away?
I think that he felt like they shouldn't. What they should do. Maybe they should get like the Celebrity Apprentice. Like there should be like a flat screen TV where they get to watch the broadcast of Tribal Council, or maybe there should be like a sheet like with a projector projecting what's going on, and then when it is time to vote, Jeff should say, all right, people at Redemption Island, turn off your projector. That's it. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I like that.
You like the movie projector screen of
I think that's the way to do it, is a movie projector screen. I think that's the way. That's and then afterwards they're forced to watch
Jack and Jill.
Thank you. That's where I was going. But
that's
I
part of that. Jack and Jill and Gulliver's Travels just plays on loop. Then after that's part of the torture at Redemption Island, and you have to be in the stockade watching Jack and Jill all night. Perfect.
Darren Bukator wants to know: are you getting tired of all the recycled challenges from past seasons? Have there been any new ones this season?
Yeah.
What do you think, Rob?
I think people need to relax. That I mean, does anybody watch Price is Right and like, oh my God, are there any new games on Price is Right today? It's Plinko again. Oh, it's Three Strikes.
This did not bother me until you compared it to Price is Right. And now I'm sort of bothered.
That's what
by
Survivor
it.
Is. It's like, okay, let's. All right, what are you gonna play? Oh, it's Pathfinder. Yeah, you know, there's only so many challenges.
Bethany TTYL, why in the world would Hayden or Caleb want to go to the end with Jervis and Tyson? Well, they would want to if they really think Sierra is going to be the fifth, because then they've got that fifth vote and they can take out Jervis and Tyson.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the plan from Hayden and Caleb's perspective has to be, yeah, let's stick with Tyson and Jervis, and then when we get, we'll vote out. I think the issue that's going to be interesting to see is going to be at seven here. Because now we have seven people left in the game. Okay, now the logical vote here is going to be for Katie, but I think that Hayden and Kate, when push comes to shove at six, it's going to be Hayden and Caleb are going to say, hey, time to vote out Monica, and Tyson and Jervis are going to say, okay, time to vote out Sierra. And so then it's going to be, okay, wait, there's going to be at loggerheads right now. And really, we'll see what's going to happen next week, because if the new players are smart, if Hayden, Caleb, Katie, and Sierra have a brain in their heads, Tyson, Jervis, or Monica goes home next week.
Monica really seems to be the one to me who they should target, because, like, honestly, from Tyson and Jervis's perspective, I mean, from Hayden and Caleb's perspective, going to five with Tyson, Jervis, and Sierra is actually a great proposition, right? Flipping now, if Hayden, Caleb, Sierra, and Katie flipped now, and then they took out Tyson, right, or Jervis, then suddenly Hayden and Caleb have less of a shot, I think, at making it to the end.
At
because
seven?
Then there's, like, room for the girls to team up and then bring in, you know, then they could get flipped on. But if they get out Monica and stick with the dudes so that it's four dudes plus Sierra, like, that is a really strong position for them.
Whatever you want to do, if you're those four new players, Jervis, Tyson, or Monica has to go home next week.
Yeah, no okay. question.
It's seven. You don't get a lot of chances. Okay.
Yeah. Gwen is freaking awesome, wants to know, if Sierra didn't vote out her mom, do you think it would have mattered? Like, oh, she didn't vote for Laura, she has to go next. Would that have changed what they thought about her? What do you think here, Rob?
I don't know. I think that Laura and Sierra got very caught up in the Jonathan Penner, you know, what is your story angle here. If Sierra came to Tyson and was like, look, Tyson, I understand, I get it, I understand what has to go on here, I can't vote for my mom. Okay. I'm gonna vote for Katie. You guys all vote for my mom. I understand my mom's getting voted out. I mean, what would Tyson have said?
Like, right. No, I mean, Tyson approached her and said, didn't he approach her and say, you don't have to vote for your mom?
Prove your loyalty to me, woman. I want you to vote out your mom.
Yeah. I think he even said to her, you don't, you know, and she was like, no, I'm good to do it. And I think, you know, it's sort of what we were saying earlier, like, I think she got it. Almost is worse for her to vote out her mom.
This is your initiation into the alliance. You vote out your mom tonight.
But I think you're right. I think you're that she got caught in this, like, what is our story thing happening, you know? And they're both so fixated on that. Laura too. You're right. Like, it's just, like, so fixated in this idea of this is growth, this is redemption, this is mother daughter, this is all about us. And it's like, no, this is a game that seven, eight people are trying to win.
Yeah. All right, a few more questions. Matthew Phillips, isn't it better to get your loved one on the jury to campaign for you in the end and have them locked up as a vote for yourself? Well, that's got to be, you know, a good thing to have your loved one on the jury.
Yeah, I mean, is it better is the question. Is it better to have them on the jury than in the game as a vote with you? Like, I mean, a pair is very powerful. Two votes is meaningful, and I think Laura recognized that, and for some reason Sierra isn't.
Marion Silva says, was that a Tyson impression? No, that I was not doing an impression of Tyson. I was just doing a bully, Richie Incognito type guy, basically bossing
somebody
around.
I think you were being the big bad wolf.
Yes, that was my impression of the big bad wolf, not of Tyson. Okay, let's two more questions. Real BG Low, on a scale of one to exuberant, how happy was Jeff Probst that the idol clue didn't get burned? Yeah, that's a good point. Jeff Probst is like, oh, finally, somebody didn't decide to do something so stupid as to burn the idol clue. But I felt like the show spent way too much time on Katie looking for the idol when we all know as viewers that it's not there.
Well, what was funny was that, like, because there have been so many burned clues, the directions to the clue now are like, a producer will take you by the hand and dig up where the idol is and hand it to you. Like, the clue is so specific right now.
I feel like, should they still give out clues to the idol if it's not there? I kind of feel like that the
you've got to. Otherwise, it gives it away.
No, I kind of feel like I think it would be more interesting if the show said, okay, and one of the players has the hidden immunity idol, so we will not be giving out clues for the idol until it's played.
That's interesting. I mean, I'm open to that, Rob. I just think it's...
we're wasting time looking for idols that aren't there. I mean, how can you tell me that this is good television? People looking for things that aren't there is good. It's like, if you follow me around my house, where are my car keys? They're gone.
Wait, how great was that moment with Tina last week? Literally 1 week ago, we had a great television moment because of someone looking for something that wasn't there.
Was it great?
That's pretty good.
We didn't even say it was a good episode last week.
But what was the alternative? Or how about when Andrea was like locking it down with Malcolm or whoever it was?
That's different. The idol was there. Malcolm could not find the idol. That wasn't that somebody else that Cochran had the idol and Malcolm was looking for something that wasn't there. Malcolm was looking for an idol. He couldn't find it.
I'm just saying, if the moment gets illustrated by Eric Reichenbach, then it's a good moment. And that's what happened to that Tina moment last week.
Okay, fair. All right, one last question. And this is from Matthew Phillips. One more question after this, unless we don't have any other questions. Let's see. Three.
Isn't it better to get your loved one on the jury?
We talked about that already. Dead Wind wants to know, will Laura M. be able to get herself voted out for the third time this season? Will she pull an Ozzy?
Yeah, she could. I mean, it's good. This is a good redemption matchup. You know, I think Vetus is strong. Tina is obviously strong and Laura M is strong. So I think that I'm really excited to see who gets back in the game.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Steven, one follow-up question. If Laura M gets voted back into the game, will Sierra vote her mom out twice in one season?
At that point, you know, what was crazy was that Sierra said, you will literally have to win every competition to win from now on to win this game. But that was only predicated on the fact that her daughter would be voting for her every tribal council. Like, maybe if they had tried to do something else, they wouldn't have had to win every immunity challenge until the end of the game.
Yeah. Mom, I'm gonna vote for you every single time that we're here. I know that I'm only here because of you, and I am very, very ungrateful for this. And I'm going to keep voting you out.
Every single week. Here both in life and in the actual game of Survivor. Like, Sierra was cast because of Laura, and also was born because of Laura. So, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But she's growing, Steven. She's growing. Yeah. Imagine had she not had this growth, she wouldn't even be able to vote her mom out of Survivor.
Yeah. This is why I really disagree with you that Sierra's strategy is better than Laura's. I think that Laura, left to her own devices, is actually a pretty good player. I thought she played pretty well in Samoa. She was aggressive. She went after things. And she was certainly good television. And I think that, you know, the Sierra, like, do-nothing strategy sucks.
Yeah. Well, what was Laura's strategy?
In Samoa, she was doing great, man. She was, like, she was running things over there. She was, like, the mama with Monica and Kelly. She had Secret Alliance with Brett. She was, like, very competitive. And then, you know, John Fincher basically throws it all away because he doesn't like Laura Moret. So, or something like that happened.
What are you going to do? Finchler is a strategic mastermind.
JV Survivor. Joseph Rodriguez says...
Oh, you're doing another question. Okay, good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just
I thought
right
you wanted to wrap it up.
I see words in front of me and I got to read. do you think it might have been necessary for Sierra to tell Tyson so she could convince him that Katie didn't have the idol?
No, I don't think so. I mean... I felt like that she hurt her position by letting Tyson think of how good of a player she is. You never want to let the best player in the game know that you've got something going on. Like, I think she should have been like, I don't think she has it. Like, she didn't need to give him the play-by-play.
I think there's an element of just like ego, right? Where you do something smart and you're like, I want some respect. You know, I've been in the shadow for so long. I want people to recognize that I am playing the game.
But
and also, you do want to make a narrative for the end.
Yes, you want to make a narrative for the end. But here's the thing about your ego. Everything you're doing is being filmed. It's going to be on television. You don't need to get Tyson in that moment to like, hey, Tyson, look how smart I am. You know, everybody.
Would you really say that everything that Hayden and Caleb is doing is being on television? I think only things where you make a lot of noise about them are being on television.
Yeah, but I think that if you know how to structure the telling of this story in your confessional, it will be on television if it was an interesting thing to happen.
We're not all born comedians here, Rob. You know, some of us need to take what we can get.
Right. Yeah, that's right. All right, so Stephen Fishback on fire tonight. It must have been the Stephen. How much coffee did you drink during the show tonight?
I've been a solid cup of coffee. I'm raring to go. A lot of strong opinions that are changing minute by minute.
That's good. Well, it was a great show tonight. Level one know-it-alls on a great episode of Survivor. Thank you guys for sticking with us tonight. We've got about 600 people watching us live right now. So I know it's getting late on the East Coast, so we appreciate that that commitment to hearing what two game show losers have to say.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so we've got a huge Thursday coming up on Rob as a Podcast. We're going to start off with Otis in the Morning. That's right. We're going to speak with the winner of Survivor Exile Island and hear what he has to say about all this on Otis's return back from Redemption Island to Rob Has a Podcast. And then we'll speak with Richard Hatch as well on a big Thursday. Get your voicemails in as well, 323-282-RHAP, or go to robhasawebsite.com/voicemail if you feel like you have especially if you have a question that Stephen and I did not cover here tonight. But we covered a lot of ground, Stephen.
Yeah, we did. I think this was really good. You don't have to ask him this if you don't have time or if you think it's inappropriate. But what I want to know why does Vetus? I'll tweet him this actually. Why Vetus pronounces his name Aris, not Otis. Anyway, for all those in the chat room who I offended because you disagreed with me, I don't apologize. You were wrong.
You
I was right.
You offended a vocal minority. It was not a large number of people. There was a few people who were very vocal about their disagreement with you.
Yeah. A few wrong people who needed to be told they were wrong.
Yeah. All right. Steven, who's getting a fishy?
Tyson. You know, who else? I want to give it to someone else here, Rob. I want to give it to Jervis. I want to give it to Hayden. Not seeing anything. Yeah. What about the Cesty? Who gets the Cesty?
Who played the worst tonight?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say it was Laura.
But then don't you just always give it to the person who's voted out?
Well, I have to give it to the person who's voted out when somebody says I'm gonna vote you out, and they don't say I think this is a bad idea.
She didn't say that. she fought her hardest. Who can predict that your own flesh and blood will blindside you? If Nicole blindsides you, is that your fault for loving too much?
I guess if I say I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I don't think she said that.
I think the answer is when your kid says to you, I want to vote you out. You say, if you vote me out, so help me God, when we get home, you are grounded. That is the right answer.
Yeah.
You are grounded. You are grounded and there is no, and Christmas is canceled. Are you watching Santa?
That's right.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So that's it. It's the Stephen Fishback, the great Stephen Fishback. Follow him on Twitter at Stephen Fishback. Check out his blog on people.com tomorrow. I am Rob Sesterino. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say. Please let us know in the comments. You guys are killing it. We get last week we were in the triple digits on comments for the Survivor Know It All. So we always appreciate hearing from you guys. You guys are very good at keeping the discussion going. So we appreciate that. And then keep it tuned right here. Big Thursday. Make sure you're subscribed. Rob has a podcast. robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. All right, Stephen, have a great night. See you guys tomorrow.
You too, Rob. A lot of fun.
All right. Get your rest tomorrow. We got a lot to talk about, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye. Survivor, know